Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:45 on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball. Wichita State, 68. Houston, 63.
Two.
Sedgwick County moves COVID vaccination center from Intrust Bank Arena to the former downtown Wichita Library building.
One.
Former Senator Bob Dole diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Kansas Republican is 97 years old. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Okay, traffic accident really slowing things down. It is on Kellogg, eastbound between Meridian and Seneca. Still going to want to avoid that area again. That's eastbound Kellogg between Meridian and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 32 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 19. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 37 degrees. Now partly cloudy, we have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 9 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Saturday, and noon on Sunday, with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. Menu available at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Stephen 10 this morning. Stephen 10 in the morning at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, of course. We have the John Ripper Show here on KNSS, and John's going to be on the air Sunday night, and we're going to get a little preview with him this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning, sir?
How are you handling this cold, John? My goodness.
You know, it's been okay. We stayed inside. Yeah. I mean, what else can you do?
That's right.
We hunkered down and just tried to keep warm.
Are they still doing business up in Topeka? I mean, you're going to look at their legislative update this weekend, and of course you served, and of course in the legislature, and you're going to be taking a look at what's going on up there, right?
Yeah, we do that every Sunday, and I asked some of my former colleagues if they were going to call it off, take snow days, and no, they worked through. In fact, a number of them anticipating that the weather coming in went up a little bit early so that they could avoid the drive up. But no, they kept working through. This has been an interesting session for them because of COVID. Obviously, they're not meeting quite like they normally do. It's actually, people have misconceptions about the legislature. This isn't Washington, D.C. They're not getting wined and dined. They don't make what they normally do, what you would anticipate. Most legislators are making about $9 an hour, so it's hardly worth it. And this session's even worse because they don't get the receptions. They're not getting taken out to dinner much. So it's boring. They go, they work, they go back to the hotel room and they sit. So it's pretty boring. This session's even more boring, but no, they're working and they're actually moving at a faster pace than normal so that they can get what done what has to get done and then get home. So, but we'll get an update this week as usual.
Our new president is going to, he's floating some ideas for radical gun control changes. And, if you could anticipate this, but are the votes there? And this has been tried before.
It has. I mean, he's got the votes in Congress. It's certainly in the House. The Senate's a different story. And you know, define radical. Obviously, people like myself, we would consider it radical. Republicans, Democrats, they probably think it's, you know, reasonable. It'll be interesting if he can get the votes for it. It's not, I don't think, what he ran on. You know, he kind of tried to run as a quote-unquote centrist. It'll be interesting. He's got a lot of policy positions. Just today, they're rolling out immigration policies that aren't particularly centrist either. So it's going to be interesting to see, as he starts rolling out more of his actual legislative agenda, it's going to be interesting to see how much of that he can actually get passed through both chambers. But, yeah, you know, we'll take that up this weekend.
Of course, we had Rush Limbaugh pass this week, and my take on it is the things he did for radio were terrific. And I haven't seen a lot of the reaction from the other side of the other side of the political spectrum. It's going to be there because this guy was very polarizing in so many ways. But what a great job he did for radio. I look at it that way.
Oh, sure, Steve. And, you know, I think stations like ours, shows like mine, wouldn't be here if not for Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, the sad part is when icons from either side, you know, when Ted Kennedy passed away, Republicans and Democrats, for example, when Ted Kennedy passed away, Republicans and Democrats from both sides came out with very positive things to say. People were able to set aside the political differences to recognize the contributions that he made. It's been disappointing to see some of the vitriol and some of the negative things that have come out. You know, just some of the nastiness and the hatred from the left at Rush's passing. Whether you agree with his politics, you cannot dispute the impact that he had on our country and the contribution that he made to radio. And yeah, we'll explore a little bit of that on Sunday. You know, I mean, I've listened to him for over 30 years, and I, one of the reasons I became a Republican and got into radio was because of Rush Limbaugh. And I think he's inspired millions of Americans, probably on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
You're
right. In the days before the Fairness Doctrine went away, we wouldn't have a John Whitmer show. But we look forward to hearing from you Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. John, continue to stay warm, and we'll look for you on Sunday night. John Whitmer there with the John Whitmer Show. 7:52, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. An artificial bone for the foot, green-lighted by government regulators.
This is House Call for Health. It's a first-of-its-kind medical treatment, the Food and Drug Administration approving the world's first implant for the treatment of rare bone disease as a humanitarian use device. It's a 3D-printed, patient-specific talus spacer. The talus is the bone in the ankle joint that connects the leg and the foot. And this development is for the treatment of avascular necrosis, or AVN, of the ankle joint. AVN is a serious condition that causes the death of bone tissue because of a lack of blood supply to the area. It can be a debilitating condition that causes pain and inhibited motion of the ankle, or at worst, removal of part of the leg. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:52 here on a Friday morning. Promoting female business leadership, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. Mentoring Monday offers women who are just getting their careers off the ground a chance to benefit from their experiences of more seasoned female professionals in Wichita. Our annual Mentoring Monday event is coming up next week. We preview this virtual event in the weekly edition. We talk to some of our women who are serving as mentors about how to try to guide other professional women in Wichita. Mentoring Monday is an annual event conducted by all our sister publications. Also this week, another in our special series on excellence in healthcare. This month, we focus on physical health and rehabilitation. We profile 18 men and women and ask them a series of questions, including why'd you choose a career in healthcare, what's their greatest professional achievement, and the best career decision they ever made. Profiles all of them today in the paper. This week on episode 195 of the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, a conversation with John Tomlin. He's the Senior Vice President for Industry and Defense Programs and Executive Director of the National Institute for Aviation Research at Wichita State. There's a lot of research going on at WSU and NIAR. They have experienced an expansion of defense work. Tomlin also talks about the extra work he had to do to protect the research from COVID-19 outbreaks. You can find that podcast at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And coincidentally, today is National Caregivers Day, honoring healthcare professionals across the country providing long-term and hospice care. And I'll tell you what, I've had a little experience with these people, and they are, for the most part, I would say, some very dedicated, honorable people. They are doing a tough job.
Absolutely.
So we like to see.
Wonderful. And also family members are caregivers as well.
Right.
Don't forget that. Yeah. I've got a family member who's a caregiver, and she deserves a lot of credit, too.
Not just those on the payroll at some at a health clinic. We are informally, I know, very good. A good point. And I know when my mom had to be cared for in the latter stages of her life, she spent a lot of she spent her time at my brother's house, and my brother and his wife
right.
took care of her. So
right.
good point. And by the way, happy birthday tomorrow.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Bless your heart. You're having a big birthday, and I wish I could be there with a giant Roman candle.
Well, me too. Just have St. Shelley bring by the cookies, and that'd be just fine.
That's a good idea. All right. Thank you, sir. Check with you again next hour, 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We're going to have the story of the Kansas Senator Bob Dole begins a battle with cancer. We'll tell you about that. Jed has sports this morning, filling in for Ted Woodward. Jed, what do you got in sports this morning? I think I know.
Well, yeah, the Shockers had a big opportunity last night.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how it all went coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news. The Blur is on the way.
That's right. And in the Blur, we got all sorts of things in the Blur. We've got the dating game, Mr. Rogers. We talk about it all in the Blur in just a few minutes.
And traffic and weekend weather all on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.